Maryland voters elected Democratic Congressman Chris Van Hollen Tuesday to fill the seat of retiring Senator Barbara Mikulski, a 30-year veteran known as the Dean of Senate Women and a leader on women's rights. The last time Maryland sent an all-male delegation to Congress was 1971. WIPR's Rachel Bay reports.
When it comes to women in politics, Maryland has been a national leader for decades.
It is the first state to have a women's legislative caucus where women came together across party lines.
Debbie Walsh is the director of the Center for American Women and Politics at Rutgers University. Her organization ranks Maryland 7th nationwide in terms of the portion of women in the state legislature. She says Mikulski is a large part of the reason for Maryland's legacy.
Particularly somebody like Barbara Mikulski, who's kind of an institution in Congress, to think that her state will now not have any representation by women in its congressional delegation is surprising and disappointing.
Mikulski is one of two women leaving the delegation in January. Congresswoman Donna Edwards gave up her House seat to run for Mikulski's Senate seat, but lost to Van Hollen in the primary. During that race, Edwards and her supporters said she was the more logical choice to continue Mikulski's legacy. Republican State Delegate Kathy Shalega made the same argument about herself in the general election. She repeated it on election night.
Women offer a different perspective, and lawmaking is all about diverse opinions at the table. Look, more than 60% of the voters in Maryland are women.
She said that as a woman, she better understands the needs of working women. Yet Van Hollen enjoyed the endorsements of Mikulski, Edwards, and several women's groups. During a debate last month on WAMU Radio, he pledged to continue one of Mikulski's priority issues, equal pay for women.
I've been endorsed by the Women's Chamber of Commerce, partly because I support the idea that women who work hard should be paid the same as a man who does the same job with the same qualifications. I have a daughter, Anna. I hope that she will get equal pay for her equal work.
But speaking Tuesday night, State Delegate Ana Sol Gutierrez said having an advocate for women's rights doesn't eliminate the need for women legislators.
Well, it's not against Chris. It's about Maryland's delegation. Why is it that we find that it's acceptable for our party to support men and not to make more of an effort to identify and support women candidates?
She said the goal should be a congressional delegation with a 50-50 gender divide. After all, more than 51% of the state's population is female. Michelle Swerz specializes in women in politics at Georgetown University. She says that in recent years, women's rights issues have become more closely aligned with party politics than gender. These days, a Democratic man is more likely to vote for abortion rights than a Republican woman. But women-focused legislation also needs a champion to make sure it passes.
I think the Democratic women are more likely to build a coalition of support for it. Maybe than a Democratic man would. I would expect that Chris Van Hollen will be very supportive of women's rights and women's issues, but he might not be as active on them as Barbara Mikulski was.
Getting women to run isn't always easy. Swerz says that state legislatures can act like a baseball team's farm system, providing a stepping stone for women hoping to run for Congress. Groups like Emily's List train and fundraise for women candidates. And having women in power inspires more women to run.
So the states where you see, like in California and Washington State, where you have two female senators, it's considered more normal for women to be running for office. And then that has an effect down ballot with other women being willing to throw their hat in the ring.
Nationally, there have been 46 female U.S. senators. Maryland has only ever had one. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.